The epicenter, I'm not real sure, other than it's kind of north and west of Cushing, 4 or 5 miles is what I've heard.
Can you please discuss any further assessment
done
on the oil tank farms?
The oil companies themselves are doing their own assessments. It was my understanding they shut down operations after the earthquake yesterday. They're doing a full assessment. Last I heard, they're starting back up today. Chief, you have any additional information?
That's correct.
That's the status of it at this point. We know of no damage that they've had.
Where's the worst damage you've seen here in the downtown area?
It's mainly centered around the area between Broadway and Cherry to Moses. There's a two-block area there. And then probably from Central down to Noble, another 3 or 4 block area. We had one building... a good portion of the back wall came off, probably 75, 80 feet by 10 or 15 feet. Other buildings had some substantial damage. We have a housing authority property down there that took substantial damage, an elderly housing unit. Those people were evacuated yesterday and are under the care of Red Cross right now.
How long do you guys plan to have parts of the downtown area closed, and what do you want to say to your residents?
Sure. We want to assure the residents that we have everything under control. We're keeping the downtown area until we can get it cleared. Our gas providers in the area now doing a total sweep of the area to make sure there's no gas leaks. Also, we have a structural engineer coming in. We'll do some assessments to make sure there's no danger from falling debris. As soon as we get these things taken care of, then we will, you know, allow access to downtown. But it could be a day or two before all those buildings are assessed.
Can you help us understand what substantial damage means? And these are mostly older buildings. Is that for someone not from the area? Can you help us?
Yes, sir. The majority of these buildings are early 1900. And then we look at this building. It has damage. There's a lot of cracks in this building if you start looking closely. We have a brand-new public safety building. It was built about 5 or 6 years ago. It has substantial damage. When I say substantial damage, to me, is, you know, major cracks. We're talking about quarter of an inch, half-inch cracks. Pieces of the facade has come off into the street, especially downtown, some of the older buildings. The parapet walls have fell into the street, and then there's a couple of buildings that actually some of the facing the facade has come off and fallen.
And just one more question. With this early assessment, can we say that these buildings will be inhabitable and need to come down?
I think it's well too early to say. Till we have a structural engineer to really look at and determine what the structural condition of it is. A lot of it is, like I said, facade is superficial type stuff, but the cracks, things, that's movement of foundations, movement of walls. Until we get an assessment, I don't want to speculate on that.
Do you know how many people were evacuated?
I believe, Jeremy, you'll answer that one.
We were required to evacuate the Cimarron Tower and all of its residents. There are roughly 45 single rooms with totaling probably 45 to 50 individuals that were evacuated.
Steve, some people live downtown Cushing. Is the damage to them, or the rest of them, even worse?
We do have several upper story housing projects downtown. Residents. I don't know. Some of their buildings were damaged. I don't know how extensive the damage is inside the buildings. Haven't been inside the buildings. From what I've seen, at least one or two of them does have some major concerns as far as interior walls, cracks, things like that.
Do you plan on asking for help from the Homeland Security Office or any other federal inspectors?
I'm happy to say we have the state FEMA here, Steve Palladino with the states here to help us. Mr. Ashford told me today, so, you know, we're getting outside help. We'll, as we get assessments made, determine the extent of the damage, we'll have a better idea of just how much help we're going to need from the state agencies.
And they'll be able to give you some money to help offset those cost damages?
That's our hope. If you've got influence there, we'd appreciate you providing that.
Smile away.
Yes, sir.
I know you guys are in recovery mode, but I don't think it's too soon to look ahead.